pain. It's something that touches every one of us at some point, whether it's a dull ache in your back, a sharp sting in your knee, or a relentless headache that just won't quit. But have you ever stopped to think about what pain really is? What causes it? And more importantly, how can we manage it effectively? Pain can change the way we live, the way we think, and even the way we see the world. It's more than just a physical sensation. It's a powerful signal from our body, urging us to pay attention and take action. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we don't just talk about health, we get to the heart of what it means to live well. I'm Bills, and today we're diving into a topic that impacts us all, pain. Whether it's a fleeting discomfort or a chronic condition, pain is a universal experience that can profoundly affect our quality of life. Understanding the different types of pain, their causes, and the available treatments is key to managing it effectively and finding hope in the process. Let me take you into the life of Sarah. Sarah is like many of us, a hardworking professional, a parent, and someone who just wants to get through the day without being interrupted by the throbbing pain in her temples. Every time a headache hits, Sarah feels like she's losing control. She's tried painkillers, sure, but what she really wants is to understand why this is happening to her and what she can do to stop it for good. Sarah's story is all of our stories in one way or another. Today, we're going to explore the different types of pain, where they come from, and what we can do to find relief. And most importantly, we're going to find hope. Types of pain and their impact. To begin with, let's break down pain into its different types. Knowing what kind of pain you're dealing with can make a world of difference in how you treat it and how you live with it. Imagine you're out for a jog on a beautiful morning. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and you feel great until you suddenly step wrong and twist your ankle. That sharp, intense pain that hits you out of nowhere is called acute pain. It's your body's alarm system, warning you that something isn't right. For most of us, acute pain is a signal to stop, rest, and heal. And while it can be scary, it's usually short-lived. Now think about John, a man in his 50s who has been living with arthritis for years. John's pain isn't sharp like Sarah's headache or the ankle sprain we just talked about. It's a deep, constant ache that never really goes away. Chronic pain is like an unwanted guest that refuses to leave. It can wear you down, not just physically, but emotionally. And for people like John, every day becomes a battle against the pain, a battle that requires strength, resilience, and a lot of patience. Another type of pain that many people experience is neuropathic pain. Have you ever heard of it? It's a different beast altogether. Take the case of Emily, who has diabetes. One of the most frustrating complications she faces is diabetic neuropathy, nerve damage that causes burning, tingling, and shooting pains in her feet and hands. This kind of pain isn't about injury or inflammation. It's about the nerves themselves going haywire. For Emily, this pain is not just uncomfortable. It's a reminder of the ongoing battle she faces with her health every day. Finally, let's talk about nociceptive pain. Remember that twisted ankle? The pain you feel from that injury is a classic example of nociceptive pain, pain caused by physical damage to your body. This is the type of pain most of us are familiar with. It's the kind of pain that says, hey, something's broken and you need to fix it. But unlike neuropathic pain, nociceptive pain usually fades as the injury heals. Causes of pain, understanding the source, understanding where your pain comes from is the first step in finding relief. Let's explore some common causes of pain and how they affect our lives. Physical injuries are the most obvious cause of pain. Whether it's a car accident, a fall, or even something as simple as sleeping in the wrong position, injuries can bring sudden, severe pain. Think about Maria, a marathon runner who developed a stress fracture in her foot. For Maria, running was not just a hobby, it was a passion, a way to clear her mind and feel alive. But the stress fracture turned her world upside down. The pain was intense and immediate, and it forced her to stop doing what she loved. Maria's journey through pain involved not just physical healing, but also emotional resilience, as she learned to cope with the loss of something so important to her. Medical conditions are another major cause of pain, and they can be much more complicated to manage. Take Jane, for example. Jane is a teacher who has been dealing with migraines for as long as she can remember. Her migraines aren't just headaches, they're debilitating. They force her to lie down in a dark room away from noise, light, and life. Each time a migraine hits, Jane feels like she's missing out on her own life. The pain is not just in her head, it's in her heart, too, as she struggles with the impact it has on her work, her relationships, and her sense of self. But not all pain is purely physical. The mind plays a powerful role in how we experience pain. Tom's story is a perfect example. Tom had always been the picture of health until he started experiencing severe headaches during a particularly stressful time at work. These headaches weren't caused by an injury or illness. They were the physical manifestation of his stress. It wasn't until Tom started addressing the root causes of his stress that his headaches began to ease. Tom's story reminds us that our emotions and mental health are deeply connected to the way we experience pain. Treatment options, finding relief. So what can we do about pain? The good news is that there are many ways to manage it, but the best approach depends on understanding the type of pain you're dealing with. When it comes to medication, most of us have reached for an ibuprofen or acetaminophen at some point. These are the go-to options for many types of pain, from headaches to minor injuries. For adults, the typical dosage is 200 to 400 milligrams of ibuprofen every 4 to 6 hours, or 500 to 1,000 milligrams of acetaminophen every 4 to 6 hours. But for children, the dosage is much lower, based on their weight, so it's crucial to follow the instructions carefully. And remember, while these medications can provide relief, they're not a long-term solution for chronic pain. Sometimes, pain requires stronger medication, like opioids, antidepressants, or anticonvulsants. These drugs can be life-changing for people dealing with severe or chronic pain, but they come with risks, especially if not used properly. For example, gabapentin is commonly prescribed for neuropathic pain. The starting dosage is typically 300 milligrams once daily, with adjustments based on the patient's response. But it's essential to have a healthcare provider closely monitor the treatment to prevent dependency or other side effects. Let's take Sarah's journey again. After trying over-the-counter painkillers with little success, her doctor prescribed a low dose of a migraine-specific medication. While the medication helped, it was the combination of treatment and lifestyle changes that made the real difference. Now, let's discuss some of the non-medical treatments. Physical therapy can be a game changer, especially for injuries or chronic conditions like back pain. Jack, who we met earlier with a knee injury, found that through guided exercises and stretches, his pain became more manageable, and he could return to his normal activities. Physical therapy isn't just about pain relief, it's about regaining control over your body and your life. More and more people are turning to alternative therapies like acupuncture, massage, or yoga to manage their pain. Linda, who dealt with chronic back pain, was skeptical at first. But after a few sessions of acupuncture combined with gentle yoga, she found that her pain decreased and her overall well-being improved. These therapies might not work for everyone, but for people like Linda, they provide a much-needed alternative when traditional treatments fall short. Sometimes, the most powerful treatment is also the simplest. Ben's story is a testament to this. Ben had struggled with joint pain for years, largely due to his weight. After years of trying different treatments with little success, he decided to make a change. By adopting a healthier diet and incorporating regular exercise into his routine, Ben lost weight and saw a dramatic decrease in his pain. His story is a reminder that sometimes the path to healing begins with small, consistent steps. Pain management across different ages. One of the most important things to remember about pain is that it affects us all differently, depending on our age, our health, and our life circumstances. Let's talk about how pain management needs to be tailored to different stages of life. Children experience pain differently than adults, and it's crucial to manage it carefully. Let's consider the case of Emma, a 7-year-old who had to have her tonsils removed. The surgery was quick, but the recovery was painful. For Emma, the pain was managed with acetaminophen, carefully dosed according to her weight. But more than just medication, it was the comfort of her parents and a few days of rest that really helped her recover. Children need not just physical care, but emotional support to help them through painful experiences. Pain in adulthood often comes with more complexities. Take Mark, a 40-year-old software engineer who developed chronic lower back pain after years of sitting at a desk. Mark tried painkillers, but they only provided temporary relief. His real breakthrough came when he started seeing a physical therapist who taught him exercises to strengthen his core and improve his posture. Alongside this, Mark made small changes in his work habits, like taking breaks to stretch and using a standing desk. His pain didn't disappear overnight, but with a combination of physical therapy, lifestyle changes, and occasional medication, he's now able to manage it and live a more comfortable life. As we age, our bodies become more sensitive to pain, and managing it becomes more challenging. Mr. Patel, a retired teacher in his 70s, developed arthritis in his knees. He could no longer take long walks like he used to, and even climbing stairs became painful. His doctor prescribed a low-dose anti-inflammatory, but Mr. Patel found that what really helped was gentle yoga and using heat packs on his knees every evening. For older adults, it's about finding that delicate balance between medication, physical activity, and comfort measures to maintain quality of life without overburdening the body with strong drugs. Conclusion: managing pain and finding hope. Pain is an inevitable part of life, but how we manage it can make all the difference. Whether you're dealing with a child's recovery from surgery, an adult managing chronic pain, or an elderly loved one seeking relief, there's hope and help available. Remember, every type of pain is different, and finding the right treatment takes time and patience. But you don't have to do it alone. Speak with your healthcare provider, explore your options, and find what works best for you. And most importantly, listen to your body and give it the care it needs. Before we close, I want to leave you with Olivia's story. Olivia, who lived with debilitating migraines for years, felt like she had tried everything without success. But through a combination of tailored medication, stress management techniques, and lifestyle adjustments, she finally found relief. Olivia's journey wasn't easy, but it's proof that with perseverance and the right support, there's always a way forward. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into managing pain in your life or the life of someone you care about. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Until next time, take care of yourself and your loved ones. Stay healthy, stay informed, and remember, you're not alone in this.